Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we look ahead to the fifth Sunday of Lent, and we read these readings from Ezekiel chapter 37. Thus says the Lord God, O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them, and bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and have you rise from them, O my people, I will put my spirit in you that you may live, and I will settle you upon your land, that you shall know that I am the Lord. I have promised, and I will do it, says the Lord. Do we believe that? Do we believe that? Jesus promised us that we would rise from the grave. If we follow him now, we will rise from the grave and repent when we fail to follow him. It doesn't have to be all complicated, just simple, for most of us at least. Just follow him. Do what he asks of you, and it will lead to life. And the second reading is taken from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 8 to 11. Brothers and sisters, those who are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit. If we live only out of our fleshly, sinful selves, sometimes good, sometimes bad, God says, no, you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit. If we're with the Spirit who dwells within us, baptism and confirmation, the Spirit dwells within us. If only the Spirit of God dwells in you, whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit dwelling in you. Do you believe? Do you believe the day will come when you will rise from your grave? You and me, all of us, we're going to go through death into life if we followed him. If we repented for our sin, don't be afraid. Don't just say, oh, there's too much. I don't know where to begin. Go to a priest and talk about that. Let him help you through it. He will do that for you. But it's very important now to read the Gospel of John, and it's a long gospel, so I'm taking the shortened version because I have some things I want to say about this. Gospel of John, chapter 11, beginning with verse 1. Now a man was ill, Lazarus from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who had anointed the Lord with perfumed oil and dried his feet with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was ill. The sisters of Lazarus sent word to Jesus, saying, Master, the one you love is ill. And when Jesus heard this, he said, this illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, let us go back to Judea. And when Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died, but even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. And Jesus said to her, your brother will rise. Martha said to him, I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. But when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" And they said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He's been dead for 4 days." And Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. Brothers and sisters, you say, "Well, God isn't going to do that for me. Is God doesn't care about me, or I'm just one of billions of people?" No, God loves you. And God was showing you, turn to Christ. Turn to Christ with your needs. Turn to Christ with your concerns. Turn to Christ with the losses you've had. Turn to him. Ask him to help you that he might lead you. Come to believe in him. He is real. He is real. He wants to save you. You don't have to be perfect, though we try our best, but confess your sins and start over with a clean slate. Trust him. He loves you. He will know what you are doing now. He will know when you die. He knows. Lord Jesus, give us greater faith. In this country, I think a lot more faith is needed. Our culture is moving us more and more away from the truth. I don't want you there. I don't want us there. I want us to be together in our faith in the Lord. It does take faith, but he is faithful. He will come to us. He will make us rise when we die. He will raise us up in heaven before him. But trust him. This world, as important as it may seem to be, is very, very short. What God has for us is forever. It's for eternity. So make your choices well. Because it's true that he sees you and he knows everything you do. He knows everything that is done to you. He knows it all. He sees it. And he loves you forever to be with him. And we read in the Gospel of John, the Lord brought Lazarus back to life. And Jesus had wept when he had heard that Lazarus had died. So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave and a stone lay across it. And Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." the dead man came out tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. The Lord wants to increase our faith. The Lord deeply wants to increase our faith, to believe in him, to believe in his love for us, to believe in his forgiveness no matter what we've done. He will forgive when we come to him. Even if we've not turned to the Lord all of our lives, if you turn to him now, he will hear you. Even if you're a child, just 5 or 6 years old, and you come to the Lord with your needs, he will hear you. He wants to hear from you. And for all of us in between, he longs to hear us come to him with our needs, with our hopes, with everything, brothers and sisters. He loves us so much. He loves us beyond anything we can understand. He created us, and he wants to save us that we might be with him forever. We've been tempted at times. We've sinned at times. No matter what, God will forgive if we come to him and ask pardon. Don't be afraid of that. Because there comes a day, you know, when I will die, and I hope and pray to God that I will see him one day in heaven. And I want to see all of you. I want to see all of you listening to this program. Maybe we can do food for the journey in heaven. How about that? But brothers and sisters, God loves us and God forgives. God enables us to start out anew. Look at the people in his life that he forgave. Remember the woman at the well. He forgave her. Think of all the people that he forgave. And he forgives us. No matter what our sin, he forgives us. Bring it to confession. Listen to the advice the priest gives you. Be strong in Christ. You can be very strong in Christ. We might think we're very weak. Nobody knows about us. Nobody cares about us. Brothers and sisters, he loves every single one of us on the face of this earth. He loves us. And many of us need to turn to him and repent for our sins. Do that. If we have repented, then stay close to him. Love him. Day by day, he will show you. Day by day. Trust him. He knows your heart. So don't just do it on the outside so that you make other people happy. Really turn your heart over to the Lord. Turn your spirit over to the Lord. Say, "Lord, teach me the way in which I should go today, tomorrow, next week." Trust him, brothers and sisters. Please trust him and give your heart to him. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.